Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Soham. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emotional Intelligence Development today. We're talking today about why is it important to develop EQ skills and behaviors.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
A pioneering study conducted in 2001 by Vanessa Urch-Druskat and Steve B. Wolf found that team balance is an important factor in overall performance. Although leaders and managers with higher emotional intelligence can help the team collaborate more effectively and determine the specific factors that motivate individuals, the team can also develop its own emotional intelligence. As Chris Underwoods pointed out about the important role of emotional intelligence, leaders with high emotional intelligence can celebrate team balance and diversity, motivate and influence people, and use critical thinking and positive influence strategies to make decisions. The ability to manage interpersonal and interpersonal relationships is very important to all leaders, so developing and using your emotional intelligence may be a good way to show others your inner leader. While emotional ability may be natural for some people, there are things that anyone can do to improve their ability to understand and reason with emotions. This can be especially helpful in the workplace, where relationships and business decisions often depend on interpersonal understanding, teamwork, and communication. By developing a small set of performance-related behaviors in the workplace, people simultaneously increase their emotional awareness and the ability to interact effectively with others. Once you have a solid understanding of the emotions in the workplace, including your own, you can lead the team to greater awareness and productivity. Taking into account the nuances of human emotion in the workplace can have pragmatic benefits, such as better employee collaboration and a happier workplace, according to Rex Hupke. When people are empathetic and understand each other's emotions, employees can more easily make decisions and complete tasks more efficiently, whether it's connecting with others and improving interpersonal communication, achieving success in the workplace or in social relationships, overcoming stress and increasing motivation, or honing decision-making skills. Emotional intelligence is central to success in both personal and professional life. A study published in the American Journal of Pharmaceutical Education found that a strong addiction to emotional intelligence increases the ability to make good decisions, build and maintain collaborative relationships, manage stress effectively, and cope more with constant change. If we look at goals as desired goals or outcomes, we can see how emotional intelligence skills can help achieve personal goals and, when properly applied by leaders and managers, can also help guide change and progress locally. Ultimately, emotional intelligence can only be measured by a person's progress in life through the establishment of meaningful relationships with others, their interpersonal skills and understanding, their ability to manage emotions and their personal abilities. Emotional intelligence is the only part of the human mind that can be developed and improved by learning and practicing new skills. You can learn more about these skills on many pages of skills you need. Some people are born with high emotional intelligence, but this is a skill you can practice and develop. You cannot highlight or enhance the well-being, enhancement, and self-awareness of others without first understanding how you behave on an emotional level. Sociability includes social awareness and relationship management skills. Sociability is your ability to understand the emotions, behaviors, and motivations of others in order to improve the quality of your relationships. Social skills can be used in the workplace to advance your career and are an important tool for leaders. Developing good interpersonal skills equals success in life and career. In today's constantly connected world, everyone has immediate access to technical knowledge. Hence, human skills are even more important now, as you need to have a high EQ in order to better understand, empathize, and negotiate with others in the global economy. Successful people at work are not only smart, but also have a high level of balance. This is why, when it comes to leadership positions, employers tend to hire and promote candidates with high IQ rather than IQ. It is also important to remember that IE is not only applied at the management level. Similarly, employees below the corporate hierarchy with strong emotional intelligence skills have the desire and ability to establish and
maintain high-quality relationships in the workplace. Lopez, Salave and Strauss, 2003. While these emotional intelligence skills are not the only factors that affect happiness, it is important to be aware of their impact, as more than 50% of all variations in happiness are attributed to emotional intelligence skills. Research has shown that high emotional quotient increases career success, entrepreneurial potential, leadership, health, relationship satisfaction, humor, and happiness. It is also the best antidote to work-related stress, and is essential for any job because any job involves relationships with people, and people with higher EQs are better dealt with. Most coaching interventions aim to improve some aspect of emotional intelligence, usually in the guise of teaching social, interpersonal, or transverse skills. According to Goleman's model, people with higher EQs are more self-regulating and more motivated, which in turn can reduce their procrastination tendencies, lead to increased self-esteem, and allow them to focus on achieving the long-term, urgent goals. A high EQ can help improve relationships, reduce team stress, diffuse conflict, and increase job satisfaction. Ultimately, a high A means you have the potential to improve team productivity and staff retention. Emotional psychology research suggests that people with high EQs also have strong social skills. They allow us to communicate well and build stronger, more meaningful relationships. Emotional intelligence includes how we understand others and their emotions, as well as our behavior and behavior toward them. Social awareness is our ability to understand the emotions of others, and empathy is a key component of that. Jamil Zaki, a Stanford University professor and author of The Good Fight, describes empathy as having three components: recognizing the feelings of others, sharing those emotions, and wanting to improve your experience. A better understanding of the emotions of others, as well as knowing your own feelings, can give people an advantage when working in a team. Evaluating emotional elements in any situation, whether positive or negative, will help maintain student engagement and enable the teacher to better understand their current behavior and way of thinking. Despite conflicting results on its effectiveness, emotional intelligence can benefit both individuals and organizations, but the most effective way to achieve this is by developing behavioral intelligence. Currently, emotional intelligence is mainly about emotional self-awareness and recognizing the emotions of others, while behavioral intelligence is the skill that directly affects others, affecting individual and team performance. Enter emotional intelligence, a set of skills that help us identify, understand, and manage our emotions, as well as identify, understand, and influence the emotions of others.
This was Why Is It Important to Develop EQ Skills and Behaviors? By Emotional Intelligence Development, and this was episode number 2. My name is Soham Castillo, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.